Building trust and handling price objections honestly. How to earn a homeowner's trust and respond to price pushback with honesty instead of pressure, explaining value plainly, acknowledging the concern, and never resorting to scare tactics or fake discounts. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is. A homeowner just heard your price and hesitated, or flat out said it's too much, or mentioned the guy down the road is cheaper. How you handle that moment defines whether they trust you. The honest approach isn't a hard close or a fake today-only discount. It's acknowledging their concern, explaining what they're actually paying for, and respecting their decision either way. Trust is the real product. The repair is just the transaction. How it works. Price objections usually aren't really about the number. They're about value uncertainty. The homeowner doesn't yet see why your price is what it is, or they're worried about being taken advantage of, a fear the trade has earned in plenty of places. When you respond by explaining value honestly and acknowledging their concern as legitimate, you address the real issue. When you respond with pressure, a countdown, or scare tactics, you confirm their worst fear and lose them. Maybe not today, but for good. People remember who treated them straight when they were nervous about money. In the field, acknowledge the concern as valid. Don't get defensive. I hear you, it's a real chunk of money, and I get wanting to make sure it's the right call. That alone lowers the temperature and shows respect. Explain what the price includes, plainly. Most homeowners have no idea what's behind the number, the diagnostic time, the quality of the part, the labor, the warranty, the fact that you stand behind it and will come back if it's not right. Lay it out without jargon. Connect price to value, not fear. Talk about reliability, the warranty, doing it once and doing it right. Your guarantee. Never use fear. Your house could burn down or this could blow up, unless there's a genuine, factual safety issue, and even then you state it calmly and truthfully. Be transparent about the cheaper options trade-offs. If they mention a lower quote, don't trash the competitor. Just be honest about what your price buys. I can't speak to their quote, but here's what's included with ours and why. Let the comparison speak for itself. Offer real options, not fake discounts. If budget is tight, a genuine good slash better slash best or a sensible phased plan helps. A made-up manager's special, if you sign now insults their intelligence and torches trust. Respect a no. If they decline, leave the door open graciously. No problem at all. The estimate's good if you change your mind. And call me anytime with questions. The customer who felt no pressure today is the one who calls you next time. Do excellent work and communicate. The deepest trust isn't built in the objection conversation. It's built by showing up on time, being clean, explaining what you did, and standing behind it. The next price conversation is easy when the last job was great. Common faults and what they mean. Trust killers to avoid. Customer feels pressured and shuts down. You pushed instead of explaining. Back off. Acknowledge. Re-explain value. Customer mentions a cheaper quote and you badmouth the competitor. Comes across as insecure and unprofessional. Stay classy. Explain your value. Customer suspects a scare tactic. You reached for fear instead of facts. Only safety issues get raised, and only honestly. Customer resents a fake sign today discount. They saw through it. Use real options instead. Customer never calls back after a fine job. Often a communication gap, not a price gap. Explain your work and follow up. Tech tips and gotchas. A price objection is a request for value, not a fight. The homeowner is basically saying, help me understand why this is worth it. Answer that question honestly and most of the tension dissolves. Treating it as a battle to win guarantees you lose the relationship. Never sell with fear. Manufacturing urgency or danger to close a sale is the single most trust-destroying thing a tech can do. And it's exactly the behavior that makes people distrust the trade. The only time you raise a safety concern is when it's genuinely true, and then you do it calmly, factually, and in writing. Don't trash the cheaper guy. When a customer brings up a lower quote, professionals get quiet about the competitor and clear about their own value. Bad mouthing reads as insecurity. A calm explanation of what's included reads as confidence. Fake discounts are poison. Special price if you decide right now tells the homeowner your prices are made up. Real, honest options, a phased plan, a true good slash better slash best. Help a tight budget without insulting anyone. Respect the no and you'll often get the next yes. The customer who declines today and feels zero pressure remembers that. Graciousness on a lost sale is an investment in the relationship. Trust is mostly built before the price conversation. On time, clean, honest, explains the work, stands behind it. Do that every visit and your prices stop being a fight, because they already know you're worth it. Safety slash code notes. The only acceptable use of danger in a pricing conversation is a real, factual safety issue, a cracked heat exchanger, a CO concern, exposed live wiring. State it calmly and truthfully, put it in writing, and never inflate it to close a sale. Where gas equipment is involved, recommending working CO alarms is honest, helpful safety advice, not a sales tactic, as long as it's framed that way.